Money Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Okay, did it work?
Hey, it worked.
Hi, everybody. Don McDonald here, literally here in the Pacific Northwest for the first time in a while. I am at the Meydenbauer Center in beautiful downtown Bellevue, Washington, and we're here for the first actual gathering of real live human beings in, I think, in the last several years. Maybe it's, you know, it could be decades. I don't know. Feels like forever. I mean, Apollo Lupescu is here. He's in the house now. Hello, Apollo. We're on the air. Good to see you. We are at the premier retirement event of the year, Retire Meet, at the Meydenbauer Center. I didn't break your microphone. Oh, well, you broke your microphone. Tom is here, but he broke his microphone.
Feeling better.
You want me to turn it on for you now?
That would be even awesome.
All right, I'm turning it on for him. I'm going to turn his volume level up.
Well, so much better. Yeah, it's been great. You know, here's been the fun part. I know people love the presentations.
Okay, you're really popping. You got to talk across and, it. Don't talk into it.
All that stuff, but it, you know, it's just great to see people after so long, doggone it.
Oh,
clients we haven't seen, people that follow our advice that we haven't seen. It's been fun.
Can hear them in the background because it is now lunchtime here at Meydenbauer, so everyone's taking a half-hour break from the festivities to nosh a bit on these sandwiches.
And here's Herb Weissbaum.
Here goes Herb. Herb's walking by.
Paul Merriman's going to be on in a couple minutes. We got the greatest hits. You can still come this afternoon.
Do we have some seats that we could, like a couple seats?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Okay. This would be a time to come because Paul Merriman, Herb Weissbaum, and Apollo Lupescu.
Okay, you are
three of
really
our best.
Popping that mic.
I'm trying to move it across.
Okay. All right. Because you're getting your plosives. You're a plosive boy. He really is. He's the king of the plosives.
As long as it's not the explosives,
so,
I'm better.
Really? So people can come over if they want?
Yeah, still come in. Yeah. It's right here at Meydenbauer. It's, you know, right off the heart of downtown Bellevue.
They wouldn't even have to pay now that lunch
that
is
That I can't
over,
even
they?
Recognize anymore. Having
they could
grown
probably
up here.
Sneak in for free, couldn't they?
Probably get a free lunch.
No, lunch is going to be over by the time they get here.
But there'll be lunches left.
Oh, yeah, the veggie sandwiches, as you said.
You gave the number?
No, I haven't. I didn't
know how far in we were.
No,
I was trying to play it in front of the room, but it didn't work very well.
No. So, if you would like to... Yeah, we're on the air right now.
Okay, you guys are awesome. I love you.
Thank you.
I just have to say that.
She says we're awesome. Aww.
What's that?
Thanks.
You're not the mean one.
I'm not.
I'm the mean one? I'm not. He is the mean one.
Oh,
thank you.
That hurt.
Oh,
we won't repeat what she just said.
I will repeat what she said. I'm the good-looking one. I love you. I love you so much. I didn't even pay her to say that.
I don't know if I'm going to have to go find out. I'm going to check the bank records. Yeah. I may look at Venmo a little bit be sure what's going on.
My day just got so much better.
I was tired, and now I'm rejuvenated after that comment.
So here we are. We are at a big, big, big event about retirement and about planning for the future and about dealing with money and about making money and saving money and doing all that stuff with money, deriving an income from it. So if you have some questions about money, we hang out here every Saturday. Well, I don't actually hang out in Meydenbauer every Saturday. I hang out in Florida. But we hang out with you on the radio every Saturday to talk about money, and then we turn this into a podcast. So, yeah, give us a call, 855-935-TALK. One of the things we want to talk about today is, again, somebody is telling you that the 60-40 portfolio is dead, that the balanced portfolio makes no sense.
And, by the way, the Rasputin joke worked big today, too.
It did not. They're just pandering.
People
want to be nice. They want to be nice.
They want to help me.
They want to help you. They care about you.
Oh, that's killing me.
But we want to talk a little bit about that because the source is interesting. The source, once again, the 60-40 doesn't work anymore. We're going to give you some facts about the fact that it has worked. But there's better ways to do it than the... Everybody falls back to the traditional method, and there are better ways to build a balanced portfolio, and we're going to teach you some of those. So give us a call, 855-935-TALK. Stop by the Meydenbauer Center here in Bellevue. Apollo Lupescu is going to be speaking, and oh my gosh, he's tremendous.
Brilliant.
He's tremendous.
Taking those difficult topics and making them understandable to all of us.
And I can hear the music, that works out. Yeah. So give us a call, 855-935-TALK. Be back in just a moment.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Is your portfolio a mess? You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at Vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's Vestory.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Talking real money on Saturday from Meidenbauer Center. What are you laughing about?
They ran out of roast beef.
Wait, they ran out of
turkey. They ran out of turkey. Okay. Well, apparently they haven't listened to the show much. There's two turkeys right here.
Well, one at least. Hi, everybody. Don here along with Tom at Meidenbauer Center in Bellevue. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. We're here to talk about money with you.
You can't make me mad. They gave me a cutlery kit. That's going to be the end of you.
It's compostable.
That's still
compostable.
Sharp. Still sharp.
All right. We're going to the phone. Be quiet.
Okay. All right.
Sakis, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hello. How are you?
We are well, thanks. What can we do for you today, ma'am?
Well, about a week ago, I heard you speak. A woman called in about a gentleman who was in his 80s, and he was going to be coming into around about $200,000. And, of course, he would not be a working individual. And she wanted to know how could he receive some income from his money. And you mentioned something about a trust and then something about not having too much risk. And I know of a similar situation.
Okay, yeah, I do remember this. I vaguely remember it. He wanted to figure out how to leave it to heirs. I think he didn't need income from it, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, because those would be two different, very different things.
So. Yeah, so you know somebody who is in a situation where they have a couple $100,000 and they need to generate an income from it?
Yes, but it's not quite, it's only like about $125,000. But it's an older person and there is no 401k, they're not going to be able to work, and I just want to let them, how can they draw any income off of that money instead of just spending it out?
Well, now, how old is this person?
78.
78. And they have, what other sources of income do they have?
I think it's Medicare or
you mean Social Security?
Medicare, I think.
Yeah, that's for their health care, but they have Social Security, I would assume.
Yes.
No other pensions or anything?
No.
And how much do they need to draw on?
Yeah, how much income would you think they would need from that $140,000?
You mean per month or?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, their rent. I would think that their expenditures might be $2,500 maybe.
And so some of that is being covered by Social Security, correct?
Yes.
Well, here's
it's hard to do that calculation. Yeah, just for sake of argument, let's assume they need $1,000 from the...
But the 140 is going to generate probably, best case, taking quite a bit of risk, maybe $600 a month. With no risk whatsoever, zero, zero, zero risk, that amount of money will generate $150 a month.
Yeah, you're saying like a CD or something?
Yep.
Which would be the only place... completely guaranteed.
So do you know anything about this person's ability to stand the volatility of fluctuating investments?
That is so far over my head. Sir, what are you asking me? Does that mean can he afford to lose money?
Yes, ma'am.
He can't afford to lose anything.
Then really the best case scenario is probably for this person do they have help? Can they go online on the internet and shop for certificates of deposit?
I can help, yes.
You can help them? What I would do is go to something like bankrate.com.
Just a moment, please.
And
it's bankrate.com.
R-A-T-E?
Yeah, yes. R-A-T-E. And have them take a look. You take a look and look for a one-year CD, two-year CD, three-year CD, split that into $50,000 pieces and then get those CDs.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then every year when that 1 year matures, you go right back out to 3 years. But again, this will only give them an income in the current rate environment of $150, eventually maybe $200 a month. But at this
what
person's
about an immediate,
income level.
Immediate annuity?
Median annuity is not going to pay much. Not
looked that up at a median annuities, and 100,000 pays about $5,000.
Yeah, maybe that's a way to go. No, it won't pay $5,000 a year.
Yeah, I put it. I had my discussion this morning.
And this person's 78.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the issue. It's kind of you're giving up.
Yeah, and it's a male. Is that correct?
Yes.
And
so do it $100,000 just for sake of.
Well, I did $140,000.
Yeah,
so
it'll be around $6,000 a year.
Income start date. Let's start it like right away.
Do immediate annuity.
I'm doing it. No, $1,100, which would be a big help. $1,100. Maybe the way to go is go to a website.
That's monthly income.
That's monthly.
Yeah.
Go
she
to.
She said. So that's $10,000 a year.
Yeah, that's $12,000 a year. Go to immediateannuities.com and take a look. Yeah,
just
take a look.
Moment. Immediateannuities.com.
That would be the only annuity we'd ever use, by the way. And we don't use them, but that would, in this circumstance, it might make sense.
Immediateannuities.com. Okay, we'll go there.
I mean, the struggle is at 70.
And then what do we do?
Well, then you put in the information. It'll give you some quotes, and then they'll hook you up with some people who sell these products, and they're big companies: New York Life, Mass Mutual, Lincoln Financial.
The problem is you're giving if he dies.
But remember,
right away,
once you put the money into an annuity, it is gone forever. You get an income for the rest of your life, but if he lives a long time, that's great for him. If he doesn't, then the money's lost. But at least this can probably, over what he's getting in Social Security, this could pretty much cover everything he needs to cover, that $2,500 a month. So I would look at that. Thanks so much for the call. We really do appreciate it. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. There are very few cases where we're going to suggest an annuity, but for someone who cannot take risk and manage the money themselves...
Again, in this case, the only thing that's really upsetting to me is if you gave them the money and then you passed away quickly, that would be...
Oh, that would be tragic.
$100,000, basically.
But...
Your other option is
less than $200 a month.
Right.
But you still have the principal. In this way, you're giving up the principal,
but you're
getting a pension. There are very few cases where we say an immediate annuity makes sense. This is one of the few cases in which an immediate annuity makes sense. We'd be in favor. 855-935-TALK. Give us a call. We're at the Meydenbauer Center in Bellevue, Washington, with a huge crowd of people. And you can come by. Really. I mean, we've gotten, Tom and I spoke already.
Yeah.
We did our bit.
Didn't miss much there.
And with Rick Gregorick and Tina Hall and Jason.
Barbara Devereaux.
And Barbara Devereaux, they've spoken. Yep. But we still have Paul Merriman coming up.
Yep.
And Apollo Lupescu from Dimensional
and
Funds.
And Herb Weisbaum.
And Herb the consumer man Weisbaum.
The superb, starting in just a couple minutes.
Yeah. So if you'd like, come on by. Meydenbauer. Of course, you're going to. You're not going to get a sandwich, and you're going to have to find a place to park.
You might get a sandwich.
Roast beef.
No turkey.
No turkey. The turkey is gone. Sorry. So give us a call, 855-935-TALK. I'm Don, along with Tom, and we would love to try and help you manage your financial life a lot better. Don't go away.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Set your course for a great future with a free copy of our 60-page Better Retirement Guidebook at Vestory.com, VESTORY.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Pardon the noise. It's very loud here. But it's lunchtime here at Meydenbauer, and so we do have the crowd cacophony going in the background. Give us a call at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255 for the money questions that you desperately need to ask. Oh, my gosh. There comes a person with like a... How many sandwiches do you need, Derek? Huh? You're selling them to the advisors? Good idea. He's such an entrepreneur. 855-935-TALK. Give us a call. Michael, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi. Thanks so much. I'm really enjoying the seminar. I listen to you guys all the time. Mike, two questions I have for you. I wondered what you thought of Dale Walmsley and his real estate program that he does.
I try not to think of Dale Walmsley and his real estate course. I really do. I think that this is it's a lot of let's see, what's a nice word? Hokum? Wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Yeah, it's. I mean, you know how Del Walmsley makes all his money? Selling real estate courses. That's where the big money is. It's not in real estate. Real estate is hard work. Real estate is not a passive income like they imply. Owning, it's a business. If you want to get into business, the business of buying and selling and flipping homes, I think it's a great business, but you better treat it as a business, and it's a hard, hard job. Ask anybody who's ever done it. It is not easy, but these purveyors of these schools and systems, they make it appear that it is just a simple way to wealth, and it's a very difficult way to wealth, and it's a simple way for them to get wealth.
Very helpful. Well, you know, he's so convincing, you know, but
of course he is. He's a salesman.
Yeah.
It's their job.
Successful. Yeah, no. Hey, my other question is that, have you heard of leverageplanning.com? They claim, like, hey, you give $100,000, immediately it'll be worth 35% more.
Leverageplanning.com. Let me just peek at them. It sounds familiar, and I think we've talked about it in the past. It is, it's consumer lending and life insurance policies and really complicated. And again, I can tell you this is one of those things that I am totally confident is too good to be true. Yeah, it's an insurance company. It's an insurance company selling insurance products. And what they're doing is you're leveraging an insurance product. So you're borrowing money to buy life insurance. Terrible idea. Terrible. Good for them, bad for you.
Wow, you know, I really appreciate you guys because these are so convincing in my mind, and I'm so glad I could reach out to you.
That's their job.
How can they make that claim?
When so funny.
They even said their tagline is "We'll take good care of you."
Of course. I did a class this morning here at Retire Meet, and at the end of the class, I was talking about some of the scams that are out there, the outright scams, where they say they'll give you 10% per year with no risk, this kind of stuff. And I said, you're going to ask, how can people say this? And you have to remember that people lie all the time. Have you watched any of these shows about all the scams, the Theranos and just multitude of scams? And you wonder how they get away with it so long. How did Elizabeth Holmes convince George Shultz that she had a working business where you could get, you know, a full blood test from a drop of blood? She lied. That's it. It's just people. They lie. And eventually they get their comeuppance, but not before they rip off a lot of people.
Yeah, boy, it's so helpful. I listen to you guys every week. You guys are fun and you're excellent. I'm really enjoying the seminar. Another friend of mine is going to listen to it afterward on YouTube. So just want to say thank you. You guys are doing a great job.
Okay, you're watching it online, huh?
Yeah, I'm on YouTube. Yeah, I'm here in Everett.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, that's the other thing. You guys go to retiremeet.com. You can watch it online, too, if you'd like. But if you want to come by, we've got a few seats, and we'd love to see you here at Meydenbauer Center. Thanks so much for the call. I really appreciate it, Michael. Our number is 855-935-TALK. This is the first trip I have taken now in over 2 years. This is the first time I've traveled in over 2 years. I'm actually physically in the Pacific Northwest for a little while and would love to see you down here at the Meydenbauer Center. So come on over. We've got a lot of great speakers still to come, and we won't even charge you for it. You can come for free right now. Come on by. You can also look at it online. Just go to retiremeet.com, retiremeet.com. Be right back.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
A second opinion could save your life either physically or fiscally. Let one of our Vestory advisors help you save your future at Vestory.com, Vestory.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Back to our little get-together here in Bellevue, Washington. I'm Don, actually sitting right next to Tom Cox.
Hello.
Keep the phone off the cables.
Jeez. It doesn't like the cables, does it?
It doesn't like cables. It sends a signal through there. It goes pop, pop, pop.
Pop, pop, pop.
You got to watch the pop, pop, pop. Oh, there go the sandwiches. They're leaving. That's the end of the sandwiches. Goodbye, sandwiches.
Oh. They're still out there, she says. You're covered, dude.
855-935-TALK is our phone number to talk about money matters of all kinds because we know money matters. It matters to you. It matters to us. And we want to make sure you end up on the winning side of the battle. And too many people end up on the losing
side.
What
a battle it is.
Yeah, what a battle it is indeed. All right, we're going to go to Steve. This is Steve number one. We have two Steves on the line. This is Steve number one. Hello, Steve number one. Welcome to the show. Oh, Steve number one went away to be replaced by Heather. Hi, Heather. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Good, good, good. I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
So I was awarded a $21,000 traditional IRA through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Back a few years ago, and it has been sitting in an account at Wells Fargo. And right, so I've made several attempts to do something with this money, meaning I don't need the cash.
Right,
I cannot benefit from this until I'm like 52, I think, or 59
and a half.
Whatever. Yeah, okay, right on. So, can I transfer that into a traditional Roth IRA? Mm-hmm.
Not a Roth IRA without a tax hit. So, again, this is a quadro situation where money moved from a retirement plan of your ex-husband's into your name, basically, correct?
Exactly, exactly.
Okay. So, I mean, so that your name is already on the account at Wells Fargo, correct?
Yes, it is. So I get paperwork from them.
Yeah.
But what they're doing every year in September, I'm paying an annual fee.
Yeah, no. I'm getting to that. So, I mean, here, if you want to go do this on your own in this amount, which I think you should, I don't think you need a professional to manage this. Here's be my suggestion. You could go, for example, to Charles Schwab. You'd simply go there and open up an IRA, individual retirement account. Schwab will then work with Wells Fargo to move the money from Wells Fargo to Schwab.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it's there, you could use, you know, even one exchange traded fund, put it all in one fund.
How old are you, Heather?
I am 50 years old.
Okay. So the money is not money you're counting on for the future? You know, it's just extra money.
It's been sitting there since 2012.
Wow, that's a long time.
You know, look at one exchange traded fund for that kind of thing, like Vanguard's Total World Stock Index Fund, for example. You know, put it in there; it'll be no cost. Schwab doesn't have any annual fees on their IRA. You'll own 13,000 stocks. It'll fluctuate all over the place. It'll go way down sometimes, but if you transfer it over right now, you're going to be transferring over with the stock market way down. So that's kind of a good thing.
Yeah. So again, it's pretty simple. You just open, the first step would be to open an individual retirement account at, in this case, Charles Schwab, and then tell Schwab, I have this money at Wells Fargo. They will move that money over for you. And as Don said, then use one exchange traded fund. I always forget what the ticker on the
VT.
V is in Victory, T is in Tom. Put the money in there. Don't worry about it. You're not going to be required to draw on that until age 72.
And I would just leave it alone until then, probably. Long
depending
time.
On whether or not you needed it.
Right. Thanks for the call, Heather. We really appreciate you being there. 855-935-8255 is our phone number. We're at Retire Meet, our big annual event.
Got
last
quiet
year.
All of a sudden.
Well, that's because they're in a class.
Oh, they ran back in there to hear from Herb Weissbaum.
Is Herb Weissbaum speaking now? Yeah, Herb Weissbaum is speaking right now.
He told me he sold, on my advice, he sold out of the market entirely 2 weeks ago and put it all in Bitcoin on the advice of Matt Damon.
You said it was your advice.
No, the selling of the market was my advice, apparently. And the buying of the Bitcoin was Matt Damon. Yes, he said
he's
in front of everybody, too.
Goof.
In front of everybody.
Yeah, now he's ruining your reputation.
Which was bad enough already. Come on.
I got to tell you. You know what? You should
What
you
can
pull,
I do? I
pull a Johnny Depp. You could sue him.
Let's leave it at that. Okay. That was sounding bad.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Give us a call, 855-935-TALK. We've got lines open. We've got people on the lines, but we want to have you on the line because we want desperately to help you manage your money better. Give us a call, 855-935-8255.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I created Vestry to help everyone become a better investor, even those who will never be clients. Let one of our advisors help you start your financial plan or solve a money problem free with no obligation or high-pressure sales pitch at Vestry.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome back to our much quieter hallway here at Meydenbauer Center. I'm Don. That's Tom. We're in the same building at the same time. Scary, scary thing.
Alert the media or, come by and
or the
finish
paramedics.
All at one time. So what the heck?
Yeah, that's true. You could take out the entire brain trust here. Don't do it, please.
Well, I don't know about brain trust.
Brain trust, yeah.
Something trust. Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Who would host the show if we were gone?
I don't know that we... I mean, we don't have a succession plan.
No, we do
that.
Not we have a succession plan.
Else, but not for
we
that,
could let so. Paul Merriman do
oh,
it.
Paul
He's down there. Paul would do it.
Yeah, Paul would do it.
Let's go back to the phones. 855-935-TALK is the number. Mike, it is now time for us to talk with you. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, kind of a real estate question. I got four properties. I live in one of them. The market's done us, pretty well in terms of giving us a lot of equity. And I was just curious if I'm 41, sorry, got two kids, and work a full-time job and all that. And I was just wondering if you guys would consider selling one of the properties and paying off the one you live in, or
the question,
because
it wouldn't be a matter of the price to me. It wouldn't be a matter of how much money you're going to make. It'd be more of a lifestyle question. In other words, do you like being a property manager? Is this something you want to do?
It like you were just saying a few minutes ago. It's a busy job, it's not easy, and there's no fast money in it, and I've realized that because I've had these for about 6 years now, and I treat it like a business, it's not my main source of income. And
as you should, it is a business.
Right, it's a business. I treat it with respect, I treat my tenants with respect, I make sure the properties are...
But to Tom's point, is this something you want to continue to do, or are you kind of fed up with it and you got enough work with your other job?
I don't mind it, it's nice, and I'm hoping that, if I can, continue this at least up until I retire, I'll at least have some additional income, because who knows, what the economy or, state of the country is going to be in 20 years or so, and so,
Does this provide a decent amount of cash flow, so it sounds like it's three properties plus your residence, correct?
Right. So the residence is our residence, and we just treat it as that. And the other three, one of them's paid off. The other two have mortgages. One will be paid off in about, 28 years, which we refinanced to a lower end. So, and then the other one will be paid off in about 15 years. So 14 years, I think.
Well, again, I think it really, what it boils down to, Mike, is whether this is something, don't make it a market timing thing, I think is what Tom was saying. We don't know what the real estate market's going to do. We do know that it fluctuates, but we also know that like the stock market, it tends to move up, the values to rise, not by a dramatic amount, but because you're pulling a cash flow from this, it's providing an income. You run it like a business. Businesses make money if they're managed properly. And if it's one you don't mind doing, then don't sell it because the market's up. That's not a great reason.
I think Don's absolutely right. But if you did decide you're going to sell one, this is a good time to be a seller. I would say that.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah,
sure.
It's still a good market. I personally see it softening a little bit, and I'm hearing that just because interest rates are higher. There's some fatigue from these
interest rates really do influence real estate more than any other industry, because there's it's such a heavily leveraged business.
But
the decision should come down to lifestyle. yeah, as Tom says, good time to sell. If you've got one that's kind of a pain, maybe sell that. But I don't see anything as being imperative.
And make sure you plan. I mean, you might look at them in terms of the taxation, what you would pay on each deal.
Yeah, that's true. Look at the tax.
Try to figure it out from there, because you're going to be paying long-term capital gains, hopefully, on the gain you've had there from your basis. So
thank you so much for calling, Mike. We really appreciate you being there. 855-935-TALKS, the phone number here. And Brian, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I had a quick question on retirement calculators. I was wondering if you guys had an idea of a calculator that doesn't just magically extend your expenses. You know, they come in and they say, you know, what are your monthly expenses? And they automatically use that one number throughout the rest of your life. We're in a situation where I want to retire early, or looking to retire early, but our house is the primary source of expense, and that is going to be gone in, you know, 10 years. So I don't really know what to put into these calculators to really figure out, you know, can I
retire
or not.
Game the calculator. If you think that house is going to be paid off, then figure out, when you look at your PITI, take out the PI. Just take that PI number out, and then now calculate that your TI is going to increase over time.
Which
that's
it will.
Very likely. But you just,
especially this year, the tax thing I've already been looking at. Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's a good question. So actually, interestingly enough, when we do retirement plans, we do look at 100% of your spend today moving forward. We would make a change in that plan if you told us, oh, wait, I'm going to pay off my house in 10 years. And by the way, here's another thing to think about. I'd be very careful about paying off anything that has an interest rate any lower than, say, 4%. Because
they're allowed in.
We know that people have a tendency just to want to pay that mortgage off. And I wouldn't just go up, run off willy-nilly and do that, because, again, people have a tendency to, it's an emotional decision, not a very good financial decision, to pay that mortgage off early. I'll put it that way, especially if you have a, you know, in that today's 3%, 2.5%. I mean,
no, wait.
Yeah, I'm just saying he's paying off the mortgage.
Oh, okay.
I'm very reticent. Just met with somebody yesterday, and she said, I'm going to pay off that mortgage fast. I'm like, not a 2.5%.
Not a 2.5%. I would never. I've got a two under 2.5%. Yeah. I keep my 2.5%. I'm not going to try and pay it off.
So, but you should be able to game the calculator to show the year in which your expenses will be less. Don correctly points out, other things will get more expensive.
Yep. Thanks for calling. We're glad you did it. 855-935-TALK. Karen, your turn. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Thanks, Karen. What can we do for you today, ma'am?
All right. I am a school teacher and looking to retire early, of course. lots of questions. I've pretty much let the school district manage my retirement and been putting in 15%. The question is, how can I retire early? My husband is 7 years older and just retired from the shipyard. So he's, you know, got his retirement going, and I'm kind of jealous, you know. And I'm 50, I'll be 57 in November. And, when I got my statement, it's just heartbreaking to know that I can't even get my full benefits till 2030, which is, you know, I just can't work that long with him being that much older than me. So I talked to a financial advisor, and I just really briefly, and a couple of things, how can I retire early, not touch, you know, get, you know, I know I can't collect my full retirement from the school district until 65, but there was a mention of I-bonds, is my first question.
Now we're getting into products and confusion and all those kinds of things. What you really do need to retire early is a plan. Hang on with me just a minute.
Don and Don are talking real money.
Want a free copy of my book, Financial Physics? Well, go download it right now at Vestory.com, Vestory.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
And real quickly, Karen, one of the things you're going to need to do is you need to sit down with, don't go to a stockbroker. If you're going to a company with an insurance company name or a stockbroker, you got to find a true fee-only financial advisor, investment advisor. And in a few minutes, you'll be able to go to retiremeet.com, retiremeet.com, and you can, for $100 rather than $200, buy what is a small financial plan that will look at your situation and tell you, they'll tell you how you can pull this off for $100, which is like stealing. I mean, it's so cheap for a plan like this. So, you know, in the next hour or something, they're going to put it up online. Go, it's a deal just for people who attend RetireMeet, but go to retiremeet.com. We'll give it to you, $99, and you can sit down with an advisor and kind of get a plan. Thanks for the call. We got to go.
Hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary, investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future, so past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?